Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
One's for the ladies, let me tell you ladies, this one's for the ladies, let me tell you ladies, this one's for the ladies, let me tell you ladies, this one's for the ladies, come on, let me tell you.
Ladies, we've been out here giving love on credit. Men out there that are forever indebted to the love we gave and the love we give. And as the relationship goes on, see, we start to take notice, cause this love that we've been banking on has never flourished. Interest accumulates as we go on more dates. We're making an initial deposit, so throughout we can draw from it. But after a while, we balance the books, cause after all the love, no credit, things don't seem as smooth as they look. Now, if the math is done, we can see quite a discrepancy. Credit and loans have left us in bankruptcy. Filing chapter 11, cause we let him skip steps. Now, we're the ones emotionally in debt. So, here, lady, lies the mission. Come close and listen. Steps 1 through 5 for the next hopeful guy. Steps 1 through 5 for the next hopeful guy. Say this one's for the fellas. Let me tell you, fellas. This one's for the fellas. Let me tell you, fellas. This one's for the fellas. Let me tell you, fellas. This one's for the fellas. Come on, let me tell you. Welcome to ME National Bank. We first have this little application for you to take. Number one, respect is just a minimum deposit, so your checks won't bounce. It's
okay, I'm going to transfer you again. Hold on, please.
Merely opens up your account.
Because
number two, the money.
Hello?
Or the check
on the line. Okay. Jacqueline, on the air.
Where your mind is at, and save our bodies until you build the balance you lack. Number three, loans are reserved for those with collateral. Not your money, your car, but what's in your soul? Not your money, your car, but what's in your soul? So we can make sure you play by the rules and play in full. Number four, there is no overdraft protection. If your account is overdrawn, we will quickly close it, and we may not be kind enough to send you a notice. Number five, we'll need to see two forms of ID and your portfolio, you know, so we can see where you've invested your joy. I mean, what are we to think about your stock in us while you still hold shares in Playboy? So, for all these, I suggest that you read the fine print. For failure to abide result in your business being dismissed. I'm sorry to come off sounding so harsh, but it's time for us ladies to make a new start. We are refinancing today, so we can live up to all the things we say. So when a new man comes to open up a new account, we can sign, co-sign, the undersigned signs by our signs, and not some forged copy will really leave our hearts and minds. I hope I haven't confused too many, you still know where I'm headed. No longer do we have to give or receive love on credit, for we've been blessed with the greatest gift of all, with the good Lord to thank, the most precious of all his creatures, who just happen to hold the keys to the most powerful bank. That's ME National Bank. That's me National Bank. That's ME National Bank. That's me National Bank. Yeah, me, National Bank.
Yes, we are coming live from Common G's Elementary School here in Philadelphia, and this is the Ladies First Ladies Club of Common G's Elementary, and the moderator for the day is Mrs. Rashida Jabbar.
Good day, and welcome to Benjamin Common G's Elementary School Ladies First Club. I want to get started right away because we have a wonderful hot topic. So I want to bring in the Ladies Club, our moderator. Go ahead.
Good day. My name is Lisa. Welcome to the Benjamin B. Common G's Ladies First Club radio show on MassDegree.radio.com. Our mission statement is to educate and enhance the lives of young ladies at Benjamin Common G's School with adequate grace and charm.
Good day. My name is Diana. I would like for our members to introduce themselves, starting from our right.
Good day. My name is Elisa.
Good day. My name is Nicole.
Good day. My name is Gabriella.
Good day. My name is Kelsey.
Good day. My name is Nancy.
Good day. My name is Monique.
Good day. My name is Lisa.
Thank you, ladies.
Today we will be discussing domestic violence. Domestic violence is when one person in a relationship uses abuse to get power and control over their partner. It can include emotional and economic abuse, threats, and intimidation, and isolation from friends and family.
Ladies, did you know that domestic violence can happen to another, and it doesn't matter how much money a person makes, how much education a person has, what race they are, or what religion they believe in. Nearly one-third of the American women, 31%, report being abused by a husband or boyfriend at some point in their life.
I did some research and found out that domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women between the ages of 15 and 44. More common automobile accidents and career cancer deaths combined. Women ages 16 to 24 are three times more likely to experience partner violence than women of other age groups. And one in three teens report knowing a friend or a peer who has been hit, punched, kicked, slapped, choked, or physically hurt by their partner. Of the women between ages 15 through 19 murdered each year, 30% are killed by a husband or boyfriend.
It is not unusual to think a physical abuse when someone brings up domestic violence, but we know that domestic violence is much more than just physical abuse, and that many victims have never been hit by their partner.
Can someone tell me their definition of teen dating violence?
Mr. Shulman, contact the office, Mr. Shulman.
Good day, my name is Nicole. Teen dating violence is when one person in a relationship uses abuse to give power and control over their girlfriends or boyfriends. It can include emotional, verbal, or physical abuse, threat, or assault from escalation from friend or family.
Now we would like to discuss why do victims stay.
Good day, my name is Gabriella. The question of why a victim stays with an abusive partner can be very difficult to understand. There are many reasons why it might be hard to leave an abusive relationship. Here is one reason. Abusers often threaten over and over that they will hurt the victim, their children, a pet, a family member, friend, or themselves. Abusers may even threaten to kill the victim or themselves if his or her partner leaves. A victim may stay in the relationship because they are scared of what the abuser will do if they leave.
Good day. When an abuser calls their partner names, put them down, and play mind games, it can make the victim feel bad about themselves. Many times victims believe that the abuse is their fault or that they deserve the abuse.
Good day. Victims may depend on their abusers to physical support. Victims may not leave because they are scared that they will not have enough money to support themselves, a fear that often gets worse if they have children.
Good day. My name is Monique. It is very common for a victim to stay with an abusive partner because they do not want to break up their family and are afraid that it might be hard or their children is their children if they leave. Victims may be afraid that the abuser will take the children away or that they might hurt the children if she or he is not there to protect them.
Victims often think that they can control their parents' abusive behavior by doing exactly what he or she wants and by doing everything perfectly. But victims have no control over their partner's action. The only people who can control the violence and the abuse are the abusers themselves.
Hope for change. Abusers often promise that they will change and that the abuse will not happen again. Many victims want to believe this is true, and they hope that the abuse will end and things will get better.
Pressure from family and friends. Friends and family of a victim may not be supportive. Victims may not be believed, told that the abuser is their fault, or that all relationships have bad times and that he or she should try harder. Friends and family may also get angry because the victim stays with the abuser or has left and gone back to the abuser so many times. Plus, friends and family may be scared about their own safety. What will happen if the victim stays at my home?
Many abusers isolate their victim from his or her friends and family in order to gain more control. By the time the victim decides they want to leave, she or he may feel like they have no one to turn to and nowhere to go. Victims might not know what help is available to them in their community. It is not easy to end an abusive relationship. It can be hard to let go of a person you love, memories, and family. Deciding to end an abusive relationship has risks. When a victim leaves, the abuser loses his or her power and control, often increases the danger for the victim. When a victim decides to leave, it can be safer if they get support.
What are some of the early warning signs of a potential abusive partner and what you should ask yourself?
Are you going out with someone who acts extremely jealous when you talk to other girls or guys, call you names, and put you down? Always checking up on you, calling or paging in it has to know where you are and who you are with. Lose their temper, maybe even hit or break things when they're mad.
Isolate you from your friends and family. Gets too serious about the relationship too fast.
Doesn't accept responsibility for their actions.
Tries to control you by giving orders, making all the decisions, tell you what you should and should not do.
Wow, ladies, we have just went through so much information on domestic violence inside the home as well as with teenagers. And we know that there's an epidemic right now. You hear talk about it on the news. I'm sure some of you may see young ladies in the street or being beat, slapped, sometimes even kicked around by their so-called partners. And what I like to tell the young ladies is that love doesn't hurt. If someone loves you, they're not going to be out to hurt you. Now, ladies, what I want to do is I want to ask you a few questions. And we also have a guest in the room with us today. We have our secretary of the Home and School Association, Mrs. Beatrice O'Kelly. Welcome, Mrs. O'Kelly.
Hi, how's everyone?
We're doing fine. Mrs. O'Kelly, what we're doing is that we're trying to, the young ladies came up with the topic of domestic violence, and they were very passionate about this and wanted to get the word out to the young ladies that, in essence, love doesn't hurt. Is there anything that you would like to say before we go into the question aspect for the young ladies?
Well, you should always carry love in your heart. When you carry love in your heart, you have nothing to worry about. Always, as an abuser, if you can tell an abuser, because they try to lead you on. Someone who tries to lead you on, you watch them carefully, okay? Have your own mind, okay? Have your own mind. I don't want to see anyone abused because life is too short. Even though I'm old, life is too short. I want all of you because you're beautiful young women.
Thank you.
Now, we're talking about self-esteem. And one of my young ladies read about self-esteem when an abuser calls their partner's name and put them down and plays mind games. It can be make the victim feel bad. Many times they believe that the abuse is their fault and that they deserve it. And I want one of the young ladies to comment on that. What is your opinion of that statement?
I think that you should have high self-esteem. If you have low self-esteem, anybody can just walk all over you and they ask you for your stuff and you give it to them or something like that. So if you have high self-esteem, you say no. Like, say if they ask you, do you want to do drugs with me? You be like, no, I want to do drugs with you. And they say, well, a lot of people are doing it. You say, well, why don't you go do it with them?
Okay. So being positive and having that self-strength, that ability to say no. That's a good point. Just to say no. No, I'm not going to take it. No, you're not putting your hands on me. No, no, no. Okay? And we talk about money. We also read that victims may depend on their abusers for financial support. They may not leave because they're scared, especially women, how they're going to take care of their children, what are they going to do, you know, if that provider is not around that's abusing me. So most women decide what is the lesser of two evils. Should I stay and be miserable, or should I go out and be hungry and struggling with my children?
Well, I think that you don't want to be abused, but like you should still go out and like find something to do, get a job, get a babysitter for your children, and then you can like pay them back once you get a job and a house and everything. Because you shouldn't stay with the abuser or the person who's abusing you.
Okay, that's good. So, if a woman has been taking care of children all her life, doesn't have an education, some of them never worked a day in their life. What can you say about that? You say you want to go out and get a job. Is there any other means?
Well,
you can go to friends or family, the police. You can go to a shelter, and they give you money and they give you a place to sleep with your kids. You can go to like anybody who you know cares about you and won't hurt you, and that's basically you don't want to just go out and live on the street with your kids. If it was me, I wouldn't stay. I would leave and I'd go to a shelter because a shelter would be a nice place because they give you money and stuff like that for your kids.
So in other words, there's other resources out here that you want to stress to women as well as men, because there are men that are being abused as well. So, you know, you see it on TV sometimes, they make jokes out of it, but it's real. You know, you have women that are actually abusing men. So that's very good. We talked about the early warning signs of potential abusive partners. And one of the things that stood out to me is when we know that a lot of young ladies and young men have the cell phones and they're texting now. And everything is done on the cell phone. So you have the men that come around and they harass you, keep calling you on the cell phone, and lose their temper. What do you have to say?
Change the number, if they say, if they, come around, why you ain't call me back or nothing, say, I got a new number, and give them the wrong number and run.
Run for your life.
I personally think that you should stay very far away, and just, if they come, you see the abuser one day, fall, you just beat them by the accident, you just keep on walking like you never saw it. You got to just live your life. Let the past make a future. And maybe you can even feel really better about yourself that you did that.
Good. And what do you think about the statistics, which I found to be very alarming? Nearly one-third of American women, 31%, report being abused by a husband or boyfriend at some point in their life. Wow, my hands went up. Okay, it's up to you again.
Well, I think that is an amazing rate, because that is very too high, and Philadelphia shouldn't have that high rate, because most of the women get isolated. It doesn't even have to be a man or a woman. It could be a woman or a woman on a woman beating a woman. Because recently I saw on the Tyra Banks show that the girl, she was isolated over her girlfriend, and her girlfriend hit her, she thought it was out of love. But when somebody hits you like that, it's out of evil, it's not love. They're just trying to take advantage of you, and you shouldn't let anyone take advantage of you but yourself.
Wow. Powerful.
We have a caller on the line, ladies.
Well, I think that rate is horrible. It shouldn't even be a rate for that, I think. And it's if the first time they pitch their hands on you, you should just pack your clothes, or it can be just a friend or something, or your mom or your dad, you just pack your clothes and leave. If you got kids, you pack their clothes and leave, and you just go where you gotta go.
We have a call on the line, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, caller, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Ethel.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ms.
Ethel. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm listening to you guys' conversation. It sounds good to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're talking about abuse. It doesn't matter what age you are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's so true, because I'm a little older, and I know about abuse, and I watch a lot of nieces and granddaughters and whatever with on abuse. Abuse, like the young lady just said, it could be a woman on a woman, because I have a little niece that's 15 years old. She has a little, girlfriend. And the girlfriend my niece came in with some high heel shoes on, about 4 inches high, pants tight, so tight. And she tells me, well, that's how my girl wants me to look. Oh, my God. That's mental. That's degrading.
Wow.
I have so many stories that, you know what I mean? I think it's a good topic. We're just talking about abuse, and it's just at alarming. It's at alarming rate. It's like, I'm 59 years old, but I don't look it. But men, they try, but guess what? I have been there. I have done that. And it even hurts when you see a man try, knowing very well that he has a wife, a girlfriend, a friend already.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like getting notches on your on their belts. I try and inform my family members, the girls in particular, because it's mostly the girls.
Wow.
Be aware. Look at what's coming at you. Look at the reason. Look at what it's taking from you. If it's taking something from you, if it's taking your mind from where it should be, I believe, it's no good. It's no good. And as beating, oh, my God, I see so much of the boys, young guys beating young girls. And
we understand, too.
Yes, and they think it's love. They really do. That's how a lot of my young, oh my goodness, my young family female members have been held into relationships. I mean, sexual abuse. I mean, not only just from outside or from the inside. Just rolled down the line from my mother on down, and I could write a book, believe me.
Okay. Carla, what made you say you had enough?
What made me say I had enough? I hurt. I kept my heart hurt. I'm a caring and giving person, and when I've been hurt, listen, it took me to alcohol. This is why. It took me to drinking to try not to feel it, to just to fit in with someone. It took me to drugs. It took me to clean myself up for 15 years, and the same pattern, the same men, I would run back into. And then I had a clear mind, and I still didn't know in the beginning that I didn't have to have a man.
And how did you leave?
How did I leave? I stopped abusing myself from the beginning, the drugs and the alcohol, that's how. When I start to love me or care about me, that's when I really, and the men tell me, oh, well, you don't need a man. You're your own man. You're too aggressive and all this. But you know what?
Sometimes
it's not that I'm aggressive. It's not that I don't need a man. I'm a man. Listen, loneliness is not good, but I occupy my time with something constructive. I really do. Yes, I would love to have a man on my arm. I really would.
Yes.
But the abuse has scared me straight, I'm telling you.
Thank you for calling, and we are very grateful that you called us today.
You're welcome, and since I'm hearing about you now, I'll be calling.
Thank
you.
Tell everyone you know.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
I will. And
Miss Ethel gave us a whole lot of information, that makes you really want to think, so that when you're seeing your girlfriends or you see family members or in similar situations, you can give them some of the advice that Miss Ethel just gave you, because she's someone that made it out. She survived. She made it, because we know, reading statistics once again, that women ages 16 to 24, they are three times more likely to experience partner violence than women of other ages. So we're talking about women, the ages that your grades become, and your age group. And we also have it here, they say domestic violence is the leading cause of injuries to women between the ages of 15 and 24, more common than any automobile accident or cancer combined. Wow.
That's not good.
Wow.
That's painful. We need to make a change.
We need to make a change. And how do you think that we can make a change? What can we do?
I think that we can.
What can we do?
I think that we can tell ourselves that we're our own woman, and we can touch our goal if we just try hard at it. And you can get away if you want to get away. Only thing that's keeping you from getting away is not the abuser, it's you.
Wow.
And like Ms. Ethel said, she stopped herself from abusing herself. You stop yourself from abusing yourself, and then you leave out of that relationship that you have with the other person.
Wow.
Overcome your fear of that person. Believe in yourself. And when you get out of abuse, it makes your heart stronger, and it makes you more aware of what's going on around you.
Wow. Sometimes I forget that I'm sitting in the room with fifth and sixth grader young ladies here. A wealth of knowledge. A wealth of knowledge. Wow, that is blew me away. This is one point that I really want to bring home to a lot of our listening audience and the ones that are going to be listening to the show later on. If you know someone, it says that between the ages of 15 and 19. Listen to this very carefully. Between the ages of 15 and 19, women murdered each year. 30% of them, the murders, come from husbands or boyfriends from domestic violence. Between the ages of 15 to 19. Overwhelming. At 15, first of all, you shouldn't have a boyfriend, but some do. But at 15, can you imagine? I can't even imagine someone terrifying me to that extent that they do. And a lot of the young men or guys or what we want to call them now that's putting their hands on women, but they're lost. So how do you think that as a young lady coming up, and soon you young ladies are going to be dating and things of that nature, and I'm going to go around the table and ask this question. Out of all the wealth of information that you receive today, all the research that you all have done over the last week, how do you think, or how do you think that a woman, a young girl, between the ages, let's get the statistic, between the ages of 15 and 19, what type of advice, after all the information you just acquired, what type of advice can you give to someone that's perhaps listening, and I say from the mouth of babies, let's go around the table and let's give some advice to maybe perhaps someone that's going through this.
Well, what I'm saying is, you, and first of all, you're too young to have a boyfriend, and like, I think you should just get out of here quick and like stop and worry about school than a boyfriend or having a girlfriend. Don't, like, you need to worry about school, college, and getting a job and stuff, because on your way to being 16, you need a job. So just worry about school and a job and work and college, and you just be fine.
Okay. Goodbye.
I think you should leave. I know people getting sick and tired of getting hit 24/7 for things that they don't even know what they did. Just, if you're so scared, try to leave. I know everybody out there has a family member who cares about you, like, at least a little bit. Just leave.
Good day. My name is Lisa. I think that you should leave, too, because if you're getting abused, nothing's keeping you back but yourself. And if that person that's abusing you refuses to let you go, I will call the cops.
Well, I personally think, even though I'm not a grown up, but I know one day when I get married, I'm gonna make sure I won't move in with the man because of his looks or his money, but over opinions, personality, and the heart. And I think that if you follow that trail, then you will definitely not get abused, and you will probably find the one. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Anyone else?
Well, I would want to be a cop, so I can just look up their record, make sure they ain't have nothing bad on their record, nothing. If they do, I ain't saying nothing else to them.
So you want to do a background check. That is good. Okay.
Good day. My name is Nicole. And I think that before you go and marry them or live with them, I think you should try to figure out their personalities to see how they are and what do you not want in your life for them to be hitting you or having tempers.
So making better choices of the mates and people that you choose to be a part of your life. That's great, Nicole.
Another thing I would do, I don't think you should have a boyfriend or a girlfriend until you're about 17 or older, and making sure they go to college, making sure they in school and going to college instead of not going to school, is on the corner and stuff, and cursing and stuff like that. I don't think you should even talk to them. Just walk away.
Good. Okay. Come on, ladies.
I think that if you already made the choice and stuff, you want to get out, you know, you could always call the cop. There's a whole bunch of options. You could call the cop, tell them about this person, and tell them to come over, or you could leave while they're not there, because then I'll be a more easier escape. And then try to go somewhere where they can't find you, like change your cell phone number and stuff like that.
Great.
Okay.
Well, Okay.
Well, I'd just like to, one of our sponsors, XIG International, we're going to play a quick 30-second commercial as you, you know, decide to tighten up because we're 3 minutes out from show. We're going to play this quick commercial.
Hello,
everyone. Guys, come right back in.
My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or tourism. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9662. Thank you.
I know you may have had a hard time hearing the commercial because we are going live from Common G School, so may have overpowered the commercial. But that is Exodus International Group. That's www.xodusintl.com. Thank you. And we also want to thank Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams from the Master Griot Project for our radio for giving us this opportunity with the Ladies First Club of Benjamin Comegys School. So we want to thank you, Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams. We really appreciate it. What we're going to do now, we're going to wrap this up, but we have announcements that we want to make. We want everyone to know about our Career Day, which is on March the 14th here at Benjamin Comegys School at 5100 Greenway Avenue. During that day, we're going to have a panel which will include Ms. Deanna Williams from Radio 1, 107.9 FM. We have Ms. Jacqueline Taylor Adams, Ms. Aisha Winfield from Junior Music Executive. We also have Ms. Sarita Scott from Buffet Holistic Hair Care Products. We have the House of Emoja. We have Kenyatta Johnson with Peace Not Guns. We have a host. We have our nurse, Ms. Watson, here. So we're going to have a huge conference, a huge panel discussion, trying to help our young people to make it to the next step in their careers and their lives. So we want everyone to come out. If you can, please come out and attend this wonderful event. It's being hosted by the Young Ladies First Club of Benjamin Comegys, the Gentlemen's Club, as well as the Home and School Association. So once again, ladies, we're going to sign off. If you have any last comments, we want to thank Mrs. Beatrice O'Kelly, our Home and School Secretary, for coming in and sharing with us this wonderful day. I call our secretary, she reminds me when she's a treasury change position here. So we want to thank you for that. And once again, tune in every other Thursday. What, ladies?
Tune in every other Thursday.
To the Ladies First Club. Okay, and thank you, peace, and remember, love does not hurt. And we're out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The baby, because I ain't saved myself, and I ain't saved because my elders don't change, they keep stuck in the way. The foundation. Didn't get laid because they laid up getting hot, sitting back watching time fly by.
Can it be outside the place or the school the streets to raise me? Save the babies? Yeah, right. My grandma be subbed out in fatigue. She be bugged off blunt, tough, tough pack. Didn't get laid because they laid up getting high, sitting back watching time fly by. Sending me outside the place or the shorter streets to raise me. Save the babies? Yeah, right. My grandma be subbed out in fatigue. She be bugged off blunt, tough, tough, passing it to me. The kids on the block show respect by dressing her as OG, giving her free dime bags to weed. They gotta show love because she is in her 60s. Save the babies. I can't save her, girl. Auntie taught me how to trick a fool, taking for his G's. Be that hoochie coochie, go digging tease. Keeping up with the fashion, always staying sassy. If dude has no cheese, throw five fingers in his face and spit, nigga, please. Roll my neck and say you wish you could afford me. Save your baby, I ain't saved myself. And I ain't saved because my elders won't change, they keep stuck in their ways. I was allowed to sell crack rock in the back of my mom's spot, while she peeped for the cops with an all-chrome Glock. And if it all went well, we go to the club and celebrate my Downey Henny double shots. I can't save your son, but my daddy was a bum. Hit mommy's skins and run, out before the first year pendency begun. Now little boys think it's no fun, if they homies can't have none. They looking to come, look at the outcome, all that he's thinking and moving is done. Left a whole generation of bastard daughters and sons. You asking me to save the babies, those upbringings? Well, I have a question for you, elders. Traditions, no sense of African religion. You too bad, take on Malcolm's advice and fight for our lives, the lives of the children. See us seeds, we baby seeds, need mommy and daddy. Grandmommy and granddaddy is called a family. We can only do what we see, and we see you dealing with perpetration and hypocrisy. We see you with 2, 3, 4, and sometimes 5 different baby mama, different baby daddies. We see you guys on the phone talking about Regina, Tina, Jim, how many times y'all hear it now? Why he keep going back in, girl? Always running your lips. The only three words you can say to me is shut your mouth. Go get this and do it again. Well, how about these three? I love you. Always dream big. You are special. You're so sweet. Do your best. Since having you, I am blessed. But you keep blaming me for the reason your life is a mess. Don't be pressing me about saving these babies. That's why I stay stressed with bags under my eyes and a bruised chest. I know too many kids in Philly who can't pass a simple grammar test. I know too many kids in Jersey who ain't ate yet. I know too many kids in Harlem who ain't been hugged yet. So I took in this challenge solo so I can make more dough to hand out free checks. Every time I try to make a change, too many black feet be pressed against my neck. And every 6 hours I gotta pop prescription pills because I'm so damn depressed. Not to mention, I'm homeless. I've sold everything in my rest. I'm now sleepless. So I could try to save these babies like me had no guidance. Cause after the first round, you dropped out the race and let the system raise it. So we keep a court case while you smile in the judge's face and tell the reporters, we're such a disgrace. I mean, I don't know what's going on with these kids these days. I'm tired of talking. Plus it's getting late. And when the babies in the bed asleep, this gives me just enough time to revise my plan and try harder for them in the morning. But elders, I'm still a baby. Who gon' save me? This is how the formula's supposed to be. I look up to you, then they'll look up to me. So when I try my pen in the morning, I know it can work because I follow such a great lead. But you have no faith in me. So sometimes I feel like I can't.